This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, thank you and hello from Kansas City at the National Association of Farm Broadcasting Convention. Today we'll be visiting with the Vice President of the American Soybean Association, Ron Moore. Ron is a farmer from Western Illinois, and we had a chance to talk about harvest and a couple of the big ag issues the Soybean Association is focused on.
Yeah, I live in Roseville, Illinois, in the western part of the state, and farm with my wife and my son.
Let's talk a little bit about your farming operation. Most everyone in Illinois is wrapping up with harvest or already done. How did things go for you this fall?
We had a great fall. Harvest started in the middle of September, and we finished up a couple days after Halloween. So very good harvest weather, excellent yields. We had a great growing season in our part of the state. We were dry in May and June, and then towards the end of June we got some rain, and then it seemed like every week we got another inch and a half of rain. So we had perfect growing conditions in our area. The crop wasn't stressed at all, and Mother Nature responded with really, really good yields in our part of the state.
Well, always good to hear that you had a good harvest, and that was a common story among farmers that I talked to, so a very good year.
Yeah, Illinois was blessed with good yields, and, you know, we've got soybean production is going to be a record, expected to be a record here in Illinois this year, over 600 million bushels, and so that's one of the goals that the Illinois Soybean Association has had for several years. We just reached it about 6 years earlier than we needed or we planned to.
Well, I want to talk about the American Soybean Association and some of the key topics that you're focused on right now. Obviously, we have the election results come out this week. Some people were in shock, others not so much. From what I've heard, agriculture isn't exactly sure what to expect with the new administration, but your thoughts on that?
Well, I think we're complimentary and wish the Donald Trump congratulations on his victory. You know, some of the things he said during the campaign were very positive for agriculture, support of the renewable fuel standard, talked about repealing or stopping the Waters of the U.S. rule, which is a very good thing. The farmers are challenged by EPA, and a lot of farmers just think, that, you know, leave me alone. Let me do my job. Let me raise a great crop, which we did this year, and don't make me go through all these hoops that I have to do to apply pesticides, to apply liquid livestock manure, livestock waste. So, you know, leave me alone. Let me do my job is kind of the sentiment that a lot of farmers have, and that seems to come through in the President-elect Trump's campaign. We are concerned about his stance on trade. He has challenged the TPP, and isn't necessarily in favor of it. But I think we have an opportunity to help the Trump administration be educated on the benefits of the Trans-Pacific Partnership. I mean, Mr. Trump is a businessman. I think he understands what return on investment means. The TPP is an investment in the future of the U.S. economy as a whole, and particularly the ag economy. It's very beneficial. So hopefully if we don't have a vote up or down in the lame duck session, maybe Mr. Trump and his cabinet and trade people will kind of make some side agreements with countries that they have issues with, and then we can say, well, these side agreements are in place. We can't renegotiate TPP. We have these side agreements in place. Let's go ahead and pass TPP because we've made this agreement better because of the side agreements with Japan or Mexico or other countries that are in TPP.
Another issue that has been on the minds of members of the ag industry is the 2017 Farm Bill. Any work or conversations that American Soybean Association is having about that?
Yeah, we are in constant contact with other ag commodity groups. Trying to make sure we have a united front as the issues that need to be addressed in the Farm Bill from the ag sector's perspective. It looks like the cotton issues need to be addressed. Dairy needs some tweaking in their program. And some of the border issues where one county has enough NASS surveys to use those numbers another county doesn't. They use the risk management agency's numbers, and so there's some discrepancies there that need to be ironed out. But we're also working with other groups that have an interest in the Farm Bill, the conservation groups, the food and nutrition groups. I mean, I don't look at it as a Farm Bill as much as I look at it as a food bill. And what better place to have the nutrition programs in there as in a bill that helps farmers produce a high-quality, nutritious, safe food supply and then has programs in place for the people who are in need of food assistance can get it through that Farm Bill or what I call a food bill.
Well, Ron, it's been nice visiting with you. Anything else that you'd like to talk about American Soybean Association or maybe any advice for your fellow farmers at home in Illinois?
Well, you know, if you're finished with harvest, enjoy the conclusion of a successful harvest. If you're not finished, why, be safe as you finish up in the next few weeks. And, you know, enjoy the opportunities we have in agriculture in Illinois and across the Midwest. Agriculture and rural America does matter. That showed up in the election process, and so become involved. Become involved in your local level. Become involved in the state level. And as we go through discussions of the potential Farm Bill that's coming up, well, you know, let your leadership at the state association, the national association, know what you think needs to be done or to enhance the Farm Bill to provide soybean farmers with the opportunity to continue to be successful.
And once again, that was Ron Moore, Vice President of the American Soybean Association from Rosewood, Illinois. From the NAFB Convention in Kansas City, I'm Katie Wilson.